And thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, last week I spent a few days just giving myself the grace to sit in the reality of life, to sit in my emotions and my feelings, and to just be okay with me. As I was doing that, I started to cry, and I realized that those tears were my body's way of communicating with me what was going on. You know, things I had pushed down and pushed away because I didn't have time to deal with was showing up as stress in my life, as, you know, anger, as all these unhealthy emotions. And those tears were my clue that it was time to purge and free my spirit. And so, you know, as I sit down and I wrote and I prayed, I cried, I wrote some more, I started realizing that I had been taking care of everyone else in my life but me. And it was a pattern that had started at a young age. And I never saw it because I thought that was how life was supposed to be. And I'm not complaining because I love people. It's not going to change the fact that I love people, but it's going to change the fact that I need to also show up for me. And so, you know, as I was having these revelations and growth experiences and spiritual awakening, I just started writing and realizing that my body has been crying silent tears for a long time. And I wasn't giving it permission to say I'm hurt, to say I'm in pain, to say I need things too. And, you know, one of my greatest achievements in life is being a mother. And I think I was born for that. And I love being a community mother. I love being an adoptive mother. I love being, you know, present for the people in my life, whether they are 2, 52, 102. My joy is love. And so since that is my joy, it's a good fit for me. But what is not a good fit for me is denying that I deserve that same joy and pleasure that I give to others. And so I had found this really great quote that I wanted to share with you, and then I also had a thought I wanted to share with you. And so the quote, actually there was a couple of them. One of them was from Maya Angelou, who, you know, is like my she is the light, the star, and the moon to me. She's the one that helped me learn how to put my words into feelings and to see the meaning in them. And so one of them is hers, and the other one is Jean Shinola Bolin. I don't really know who that person is. I'll have to investigate. But I'm going to give you the one that tells me, and the one that I hope tells you, that you deserve joy. And that's from Jean Shinola Bolin. And it says, when you recover or discover something that nourishes your soul and brings joy, care enough about yourself to make room for it in your life. And so that was just like, wow. I mean, you know how you know something and you know you're supposed to be doing it and that you deserve to do those things, yet there's something else that pulls you back and says, take care of this person, protect that person. Almost like we are denying that we need to be cared for and protected as well. And so with that realization came a lot of tears for me, because I realized that I actually blocked myself from experiencing a lot of things in life because I was trying to protect other people, make sure they were going to feel safe, make sure that they were taken care of without realizing that I needed to be taken care of too. And so the second quote that I have that was really wonderful was one that I had found yesterday was, "My great hope is to laugh as much as I cry, to get my work done, and to try to love somebody, and the courage, and have the courage to accept the love in return." And so, you know, you can just feel that one. That's Maya Angelou. And, you know, she is the author of the first novel I ever read as a little kid in elementary school. And yes, I was that nerdy kid because I love the library. The library has always signified to me quiet, peace, serenity, and knowledge. And so, you know, when you think about that and you realize, man, it's interesting that as an adult, you know, whenever I didn't want to do something in class, which I'm not proud of, I had this phobia of these things that just, in science, it just didn't work for me. So I would, instead of like skipping school, I would like not be in class, and I would go and be sitting in the library. And I would have my head in a book, or, you know, the earphones on my head, and I would just be sucking in knowledge. And initially, I didn't think it was wrong because I was still in school and I was getting some knowledge. And as I look back as an adult now, I think I should have handled it better, but I handled it in the way I knew how to handle it with the tools that I had. And so, you know, I'm not apologizing for knowing what my body is willing to accept or what makes me uncomfortable. Because I think that's a lesson we give children in our life at an early age, and then they don't know what to do with their feelings or their emotions. And when our children don't know what to do with their feelings or their emotions, they have a tendency to believe that their feelings and their emotions are not valid. And they start to hide what makes them the precious blessings and children that they are. They learn to hide their feelings and to push them down, shove them down, and they start believing that they are not worthy of their feelings and that they don't have a right to have them. And so as I was thinking through this and realizing that those tears were kind of my body's purging of negative things I had picked up in my life as I watched the people around me. And I wanted to encourage you to take some time to sit down and to think about, you know, your life. If you're finding yourself with what I call orphan tears, you know, a little trickle here and there, or you're finding yourself with what I've been finding this week, which were like these little puddles of tears, and interesting, under my left eye, which is interesting, but that's because the right eye is the one that gives me so much trouble and pain. But I'm thankful that my left eye had the ability to alert me to what was going on in my body, because it gave me a chance to realize it and to work on healing what was an open wound and a sore that I had just been piling more into for 40 years of my life. And so I sit with this thought, and I want to tell you my interpretation of what my body told me and those two quotes mean to me. And that is, do not apologize for the pleasure and goodness of God flowing in your life, through your life, and to your life. There's a reason that God is called Good God, Mighty God, Awesome God, and Joyful God. And that's because that is who God is, and so much more. Those virtues and strengths are in us too, because we are made in God's image. So all those precious elements of goodness are within you, and they deserve to be in your life. You are valuable, strong, worthy, incredible, precious, desirable, needed, and loved. and joy deserves to be in your life. Be joyful, be loving, be kind to yourself. Purge what you need. Realize that you don't have to hold on to things because you are enough. And show up for yourself in life. Show up and do those things that you do for everyone else that makes their life more comfortable, more easy, more joyful, and allows them to feel loved, because that's what you deserve too. And if you do that, your children will learn that they deserve to be joyful and they deserve to have happiness in your life. And they won't be wounded for 40 or 50 years, realizing that, you know, thinking that their emotions aren't valid, or carrying that into a unhealthy relationship, or, you know, having anger in their system because they have not been allowed to be what God intended. And that is just precious, joyful gifts to us. And so go out and enjoy your day. You are loved. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a precious evening of restful sleep.